June 27th. Helen Keller comes out of the dark. On this day in 1880, the American writer and activist Helen Keller was born in Alabama. At the age of 19 months, Keller suffered a severe illness that left her deaf and blind. Her loving parents sought help far and wide to no avail, until they were eventually introduced to Annie Sullivan, a partially sighted teacher herself of great skill and determination. By this time, their daughter was 7 years old and completely blind and deaf. Sullivan interacted with her pupils so successfully that Helen Keller was eventually able to achieve a university degree and go on to write many books and to campaign tirelessly for the rights of women and deprived minorities. Until her death in 1936, Annie Sullivan continued to work uncomplainingly at Helen's side. Helen herself lived on until 1968, by which time she was a world-famous figure. This beautiful poem by Christina Rossetti is about friendship, of the sort that Helen Keller and Annie Sullivan would have appreciated. This poem is called Remember. Remember me when I am gone away, gone far away into the silent land, when you can no more hold me by the hand, nor I half turn to go, yet turning stay. Remember me when no more day by day you tell me of our future that you planned. Only remember me, you understand, it will be late to counsel then or pray. Yet if you should forget me for a while, and afterwards remember, do not grieve, for if the darkness and corruption leave a vestige of the thoughts that once I had, better by far you should forget and smile than that you should remember and be sad. Today I will remember that true humility comes from an understanding of ourselves as we really are.